The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast. And follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Shenanigans. I'm very excited for today's show because I've got some of my favorite ladies sitting on the couch across from me. Football fans may recognize her from her days as a member of the iconic Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Bachelor Nation and myself fell in love with her when we watched her go after Nick Vile's heart. We'll get into that a little more. And now, she is setting up shop in the Valley. Please welcome my girl, Jasmine Good. How we doing?
Hello, everybody.
I'm recovering from stagecoach?
Yes, my voice is like shot. I feel like death. But I'm here.
We'll get into all of it. You also follow her on The Talk of Shame on Instagram and TikTok and know her from SiriusXM's Reality Check, the host of the Pop Crime podcast as well. Miss Kiki Monique, how we doing?
I am really good today.
Good. You're looking good.
Well, you know, I am going through a full transition into Susie Carmichael from Rugrats. I ripped my eyelashes out. I'm about to take these nails off. I'm getting braids. So it's happening.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. It's all happening.
Yes.
Love it. Well, the nails are looking good. Last time you were missing one. So
yeah.
At least you have all 10. No time. Lashes, but you got your nails.
Exactly.
Oh, so this weekend, Jasmine and I were at Stagecoach. I want to know, what was your rose? What was your thorn? I know what mine was.
Okay, my thorn was Eric Church. He sucks.
Oh, yeah, he was another thorn.
Oh, he was so bad. Like,
it felt like we were at a funeral.
Great, but not the vibe on a Friday at a festival.
No.
So that was really sad.
Yeah.
Disappointing. Let's see, my rose, is that what you asked me? Would be, oh, man, there's so many moments. Oh, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
I was going to say my thorn was getting escorted out by security from the James Kennedy set.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we got kicked out.
It was a full scene. Can't believe, I mean, actually, I haven't even
People
looked.
Were recording.
No, I know. So I'm like, can't believe this hasn't ended up on TMZ, but I also haven't looked. I'm sure someone would have told me if they saw it.
I haven't seen it, and I mean, I'm a digger.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was bad. I forgot about that.
We're all there. We have artist guest bands. We get driven in on a golf cart. They drop us off right at the trailer. We're like, we're here for James. They're like, he's right over there. Go into the trailer. We're hanging out. We all walk in with him backstage in the Honky Tonk, which is the Yuma tent at Coachella. So they have this area to the side of the DJ where it's like a VIP area. You're not just shoved in the crowd with the 1,000, 2,000, however many people can fit in that tent. So they let us walk in. We go right past security. James is like, this is my group. They're going over here. Brock takes my phone because apparently his has no storage. I didn't even know that was still a thing on iPhones. I'm like, what do you mean you ran out of storage?
You have to buy it now.
So he takes my phone, goes up on stage with James. He's capturing the best content. Like, if you guys follow, it's now just at Brock on Instagram. He got the handle. But he has been crushing it with the content lately. So he just posted this like really dope reel of all of James like behind the scenes and on stage and whatnot. So we walk in, we're all in the VIP area. He does his intro, we're dancing, we're having fun. All of a sudden, security comes over, like, was it at least four of them?
Yeah.
Flashing their lights.
Like,
where's your wristband? Show us your wristband. And I'm like, we have the artist guest band. And they're like, no, you have to have the red and white one, like the little shitty paper one to be in that area. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, my husband is on stage recording content right now. Someone I know was supposed to bring us those wristbands, but then it was his set time. And so we're like, oh, we're just going to go in. We got walked in. Maybe you should check your guy at the door who let us walk in. So now they're causing a scene. They're screaming at us, I will cut your fucking wristband off if you don't get out now.
I was like, what? Talk to your employees. Oh my God. I didn't let myself in here. We walked in. Your employee. It's not our problem.
So then there's all these fans like recording. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I'm just going to leave. I'm not arguing with like these security guards. I'm just going to walk out. So I said, I'm not leaving until my husband, who's on stage recording content for the talent who's on stage, comes down. He has my phone and I'm not just leaving. Like he has my phone. And so Allie calls my phone while he's filming and he sees it. And I'm like waving him like, get down. So he comes down. We walk out and he's like, what just happened? And then Brock was like, we don't have to act so entitled. I was like, honey, no, you didn't. Okay. That is not what this is. I said, first of all, I had a woman security guard and three men very aggressively come up, start screaming at me that they're going to cut off my fucking wristband if I don't exit immediately. And I was like, this was not me being like, I'm supposed to be here. I'm VIP. I was just like, we were let in. We were told to stand here. Yeah. And I'm not now that I have all of these cameras on me going to get shoved into a crowd of fans. Yeah. I'm happy to go outside and take photos and meet people, but you're not shoving me into that.
Yeah.
So we left.
Yeah.
That's smart. No, that's crazy.
Yeah,
though.
It was a lot of drama. But
I'll be looking for that video when I get out of here.
I wonder if I haven't even seen it yet. I'm like praying it's not out there.
Yeah. So then we just went over, saw our friend DJ Silver DJ, and that was so much fun. And then the rest of the night, it was great. But my rose, I would have to say, was John Stamos and the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they were
really cute. Iconic. Yeah. He did Forever, and just like my Full House inner child came out.
That was cute.
And there were like flashbacks on screen. It was so sweet and sad, but it was really good.
Yeah. So that. He could still get it for sure.
Oh my God. Right? He's a good looking guy. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
He gets better looking with age.
It's like, the Greek gene.
Yeah.
Literally.
Fine like wine.
Yeah.
Aging.
I just can't believe that somehow Jasmine and Melissa are at the entire Beach Boys set. And I'm talking about John Stamos after. Melissa goes, oh my God, I love John Stamos. He came out. And I go, he was out the whole time.
Listen.
Did you not look up at the screen once?
She's like, oh my God, I love him. I'm like, babe, he's right there.
He sang. He played guitar. He played drums. God. He sang.
Blame it on the alcohol. I'm just going to blame it on the alcohol. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how you missed that entire
so good
50 minutes of John Stamos on stage while you were at the set. But yeah, pretty incredible.
Oh, I'm so curious, Jasmine. Do people give you shit for liking Morgan Wallen? Is it Wallen? Is
that Wallen?
Wallen?
Oh, because he threw the chair?
I mean, all of those things. Like, it just seems like I never see like black fans of Morgan Wallen.
I mean, I only got into like his music because of Melissa. My girlfriend, she loves country music. So I kind of just didn't even know what he looked like at first. I just would hear his songs all the time playing in the apartment. I'm like, oh, I love this song. Great, let's go. But to be saying I'm a super fan, I wouldn't say that. But it was a good like, show to watch.
No, my friends love him. And I'm just like, he seems problematic. But then also, all of my favorite artists have kind of been problematic.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm from Jersey. Throw a chair. Flip a table. Like, whatever. I'm here for it. Like, I
flip a table. Yes. But he also brought out Post Malone. They have a new song together. Picture. That's another rose of mine.
Yeah, Post. Duh, how could I forget Post?
I met Post again. And I mean, he, so good.
So good.
But he is the nicest celebrity I think I've ever, ever met. Like, by far. It wasn't just like a hi. It was questions, engaging, please help yourself to whatever. His aunt asked how Summer Moon was. Aww. And Post goes, wait, what'd you say about Sailor Moon? And she goes, no, Summer Moon. And then I was like, oh, that's my daughter. And he's like, wait, hold on. My aunt knows your daughter.
Aww, then
Brock was talking to his dad. And it was a family affair backstage. Yeah. And it was so awesome. So really, overall, good weekend.
That's good to
Very
know.
Blessed.
It was.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Now we're paying for it.
But now we're paying for it. I felt like Jasmine almost wasn't going to make it because our friend Elaine was low-key holding her hostage and was like, just stay one more day. She calls me yesterday. Love her.
I love Elaine.
But has the audacity at 5 p.m. last night to be like, Can Jasmine just do a Zoom podcast tomorrow instead so she can stay?
Like she was my, you know, assistant or something.
I was like, no, we do in person. We film our content. We don't do Zoom unless I absolutely have to with someone overseas.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no.
I told her, I was like, no, I have to be there. Like, I have to go. So I kept saying like, yeah, yeah, no. So I was like, I'm just going to say, I'm like, get up early. I'm like, oh my God, like, oh my God, I'm scared.
You know like, me with the locations, 10 yeah. p.m. Jasmine still in La Quinta.
I was like, I know she is looking at my location. I told Melissa, like, I know she is looking at my location right now, like freaking out, thinking I'm not going to be there. And I was like, I wonder this morning while I'm driving, she can see me moving. Hopefully, like, she knows I'm coming.
I was talking to Janet last night and I was like, wait, you're doing another podcast today, right? Because just in case, I was like, okay, Kiki can be here, but I'm like, I just want to make sure in case Jasmine doesn't make it, but Janet's doing Danny Pellegrino literally right now.
Oh, wow.
And so I told her just what happened. And then this morning she texts me and she goes, wait, is Jasmine on her way home now? Now I'm invested. And they go, oh shit, I hope so. And I was like, well, let me check on my Find My app.
Oh my God.
And she was. So
I made it. I love you. I'm here.
Yeah. But see, now to go back to the locations, we were talking about this weekend. Yeah. You're a person who shares your location. You don't think that's weird?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I think it's great. Especially, I'm not from LA. So when I first moved out here, meeting friends, when you get close to someone, it's nice having like the location and safety. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I don't get the big deal.
I'm just like the other day, you popped into my head because somebody was like, oh, you know, can you do this? And I was like, oh, no, I'm not home. And I was like, they don't have my location because I don't share my location. But I was like, I'm lying right now. And they would be like, you're at home. I see.
That's the one thing that's like, oh, crap. Like I did it with Zach. Zach's always like, hey, do you want to come? I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, I'm not home yet. And I'm like, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, wait, he can check
my location. I am.
Mm-hmm. Now you have to drive, get an Uber. Like,
right?
I'm like, dang it.
I know. But it was also helpful at the festival this weekend.
Exactly.
I even posted, I was looking for Jenny Ting, and we have our home base at Main Stage. But it shifted a little to the left this year. It's usually like right here. And so I was like, oh, I could just look at my Find My Friends app, which is now just called Find My, by the way. There's no more friends. And apparently that was a whole thing in her marriage recently where she needed her husband to come and like pick her. She's like, just look at my location. It's on the Find My Friends app. Like, you have my location. And he was like trying to download Find My Friends. And he's like, there's no Find My Friends app. And it's like, just Find My, you know, we've upgraded, rebranded, so to call it. But so it worked out because I was like, oh, there she
right
is.
There.
Right there. Boom. Found it.
Love it.
But anyways, we are going to take a quick little break. And then when we get back, I have a fun game of Valley Superlatives. BRB. All right. Especially all of my moms out there, listen up. Because I think that we in life deserve a spa day every day. But I know often we're not prioritizing ourselves. There are so many strong, amazing women in my life that I'm like, you know what? You are in need of a spa day. And here's the way we can get that at home. This Mother's Day, let's make every day a spa day for all the moms in your life, and that is with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. It's a value pack of two luxurious body care moisturizers, the Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, both featuring Osea's signature uplifting all-natural citrusy scent. So, as of right now, you can get an additional 10% off your order with our code GOODASGOLD at OseaMalibu.com. But I want to tell you a little more about this. The Mega Moisture Duo provides an instant firming hydration and it gives you a full body glow. Now, I know for me, especially going back and forth to the desert, Palm Springs, Vegas, I'm traveling again this weekend. I want my whole body, not just my face, to feel hydrated and to have that glow, because a dewy look isn't just for your face. It's also for your full body. I feel like body care is self-care. A consistent body care routine promotes healthy, glowing skin. It supports your mental health. I mean, taking care of your body is a moment to practice not only mindfulness, but also self-love. And I also want to point out that since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. It's all vegan, cruelty-free, and amazing to give you the best skin. Treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GOODASGOLD at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GOODASGOLD for 10% off. And now that we've taken care of our skin, let's just take care of our overall health. And that is with Nurx. Nurx is a digital healthcare platform that makes it easy to get the expert healthcare you deserve at every step of your journey. We know that everybody is different, so that's what's great here, because Nurx provides treatment and care that is personalized to you. Through life's changes and transitions, Nurx is here to help you make informed choices about your health with care offerings like birth control, anti-aging prescription skincare, and treatment for common mental health concerns, all tailored to your unique health history and goals. So their experts are here to help. Nurx's licensed medical providers possess in-depth knowledge and expertise in a range of common health concerns. They can help patients find the right treatment options based on their preferences and health history. And this is great because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's only effective, tailor-made solutions to get what's best for you. Let's champion women to be their own best advocates. Women can count on Nurx to provide transparency and resources to make their own informed decisions about their health. And also, here's the best part, there's access to 24/7 care and support. Their patients have freedom to ask questions and get real answers when they need it the most. Thanks to Nurx for sponsoring this podcast. Taking control of your health starts here. Go to Nurx.com/goodasgold to get started. That's Nurx.com/GOODASGOLD. Results may vary. Not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation required. Okay, so we are halfway through the first season of The Valley, and y'all are killing it with the ratings. I saw the premiere was like the highest on Peacock for a first season ever.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit. So amazing. But I want to see how you would rate your castmates with a game of The Valley superlatives. And Kiki, feel free to join us in. Give us your take, you know, as a Bravo insider. So I'll name off a superlative and you just tell me who fits into it best. You can also pick yourself.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Most punctual.
Ooh, punctual. Shit. Probably I would say Janet.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite couple?
Me and Danny.
Biggest ego?
Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Most improved from beginning of the season to the end?
Oh my God. Most improved. Ooh, I would say, oh, that's hard. I don't think anybody's improved yet.
Least improved.
I'm just kidding.
Who started strong and finished last?
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's a really hard. I would say maybe like Luke, he's picking it up a little bit. I feel like he was kind of slow and now he's like getting, like finding his.
I will say, things, I really, so. Yeah. I like
he's never filmed before ever.
No, anything, totally. So but that's the beauty, I think, of people on their first season is they don't know what the fuck they're doing and they're just themselves and they're authentic. And I really liked how he was pretty stern with Kristen and explained to her
like
why she was wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one thing when you have a partner who is supportive, but it's another when they're just your yes man and they're just supporting every single thing you do and they're never giving you any constructive criticism or helping you grow. So I did really appreciate seeing that. I wasn't expecting that from him.
Yeah. And the lens I'm looking at him through, like I was not attracted to him episode one. And this episode, I was like, God, his arms are like, he has like Ryan Gosling arms, like really nice. Like, why am I attracted to Luke? And I think it's just because he's getting like more aggressive, which I like.
Yeah.
He's
like, he like supports her. Like, of course, like she's wrong, but like has her back in front of the group. And then behind closed doors, he's like, no, bitch, you're wrong.
Right?
You should never have done that.
Yeah.
Like, you're crazy. So
nice I like to it too that. When you go from the double interview to the single and then you're getting the rest of their story.
Yeah.
That's really good. We need more of that on Vanderpump.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do that.
Biggest gossip.
Ooh, right now it has to be Janet, I would say. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a, kind of like a tie. I mean, we're all watching the same show, but definitely Jax, of course.
Yeah.
But from what I'm seeing now, because there's, you know,
the conversations that are filmed, I'm not there all the time. So right. now it's looking like Janet might be the one that's, yeah. the, you know, the gossip team right yeah. now. So she's holding that crown.
It cracked me up when Jason was like, look, Janet left her job to have a baby. I didn't know she was going to pick up another full-time job as a gossiper.
I know. I was like, damn.
She was like, you know, Jasmine should know this, and I should know that Jasmine knows this.
I was like, I'm confused. What just happened? Like, there was so many, like, my name was popped here. I was like, what yeah. just happened? I was like, okay.
It's like the stay-at-home parent thing yeah. where then it's like, you get out, and you're like, wow. You're just, like, invested in everyone else's drama.
Exactly.
All right, best hostess.
Ooh, Brittany.
Yeah. Most relatable storyline.
Ooh, I would say, I'm not a mother, but definitely Nia, just mm-hmm. from hearing the feedback that yeah. everyone's, you know, getting. Yeah, I suppose I'd say Nia right now.
Yeah, sure. I feel like that is something that I know must have been so challenging to film, especially, you know, as a former pageant queen who always tries to be perfect and be on and have a smile and Disney princess. To just really being raw and authentic. Mm-hmm. It's been so sad to watch as someone, you know, I care about to see yeah. them going through this, but so amazing that she let her walls down and opened up, because I told her this at the beginning of the season. I was like, Nia, you have no idea. It feels mm-hmm. hard now. You are going to be helping so yep. many women. So yeah. just like, that's stick what I told her. You've got this.
Yeah. And she was like struggling so much during it. And I'm like, I don't know how you're even doing this right now. You have like, she's up here early filming with us. I'm like, you have these kids. Mm-hmm. And Danny's like 4 kids. I'm like, I don't know how.
Literally.
This girl. Yeah. But like, just so, for her to be so open too, it's like really nice to see yeah. this, you know. Some people try to hide stuff. And it's like,
yeah. No, I agree. And if you hide it, it will come out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe the next season or at the reunion, but it comes yeah. out.
Don't do reality TV if you don't want nothing to come out. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll get into some of that too. Okay. MVP of the season.
Oh, man. MVP. I would say it's probably tied between, Jason and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We both were kind of like, trying to bring everybody together type of vibe. Yeah.
Number one guy in the group.
Oh, my God. Right now, it's definitely not Jax. So I'm just going to say put that one on hold. No one right now? Maybe Danny?
Over Jason?
Jason. Okay, I'll give it to him. You're right.
I was curious though, because like I was surprised to find out you were so close to Jax. Are you close to both Jax and Brittany, or were you close to Jax first?
I was closer to Brittany because Zach and Brittany, you know, they went to college together, mm-hmm. together, so I knew her first. Okay. And then Jax, we worked a little bit at Sir, like his last, I think it was like the last season he filmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then yeah.
Okay.
Peacemaker.
Myself.
Pot stirrer.
Oh God. Everyone? No. Literally. Pot stirrer. I feel like everybody likes to stir the pot in this group a little bit. You know, everybody does it in their own way.
Makes that's it great hard. To watch.
Yeah.
Not immediately Kristen.
Oh, I mean, that's a given. Kristen, but the thing about Kristen, she's not like really stirring the pot. She just drops bombs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I can stir the pot, but I'm not like dropping all the bombs. She just drops it. There's no pot. The pot is just there's no pot.
And the thing about Kristen, which I made some notes on this and I want to talk a little bit more about in a bit, is I don't even think sometimes she realizes what she's doing.
Yeah.
She says the things, not realizing the repercussions, and then is like, what?
I know.
Why is everyone mad at me?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it doesn't like process, I think, until after.
Do you think that that has always been her personality, or do you think because she's been in reality so long that that's just what she's used to and knows what will drive ratings?
I mean, you would know better than that.
I honestly think it's always been her personality. And to kind of relate, unfortunately, for me, watching back this season, even on this week's episode, seeing some of the things I say in front of Ariana that I wouldn't normally say in front of her, but it's like, well, we're here doing our job, mm-hmm. having to rehash what we did earlier, you know?
Yeah.
And I get asked a question from Lala and I'm like, oh, well then Tom this and Tom that. And just like, I'm watching it and I want to just like strangle me through the screen. Cause I'm like, Sheena, shut up.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like, that's also what we have to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I also feel like you throw yourself under the bus.
I totally
too,
do.
Because like in that scene where Tom was just like, he said, I missed you first. And then when you retold the story, you were like, and then I said that I missed him. I'm like, no, you didn't, Sheena. He said it. And then you responded. And now it looks like.
No, I think I did say it first.
He
did
said you? It first. The, I remember him saying it. I'll look back, but I remember him saying it
yeah.
first.
Yeah. And it also, that was a much longer conversation.
Of
so,
course.
Like, he might have said it, and then I said it, and then whatever it was, but it was like, I do miss 10 year ago, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, watching it back, I'm like, oh, Kristen, Sheena, what are you doing? Shut up.
I feel like she just does it and then she comes back and she's just like, you'll see, we have, there's still more stuff. I don't want to spoil things, but like, me and her have a conversation and I think she like comes to like, has a light bulb. I'm like, oh yeah, I was wrong. Like, oh my God. And it's like, girl, that's all,
like, you can't keep threatening your friends.
Like, oh, Kristen. It's like, I love Kristen. I have a soft spot for her. And just sometimes I'm like,
same. I know.
I need a witness when I hang out with you. I need a stenographer.
I felt like she was having I did feel like she was having redemption season. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm really liking this Kristen, but I do want her to realize like, you can't keep saying your friend, I'm holding your secrets. I know that you feel hurt, but like, you can't keep threatening. Yeah.
Girl, I know. She said, we were all like, no. I mean, you almost were there. You were almost
there. The amount of times she said it, it was like, in her mind, she's like, I'm being such a good friend, I'm not telling your secrets. Meanwhile, the world is like, what are these secrets?
Right? Because now everyone's talking. Yeah. It's out here. Now we're all talking about the secrets.
Now we're going to Chateau Marmont. We're sitting there like, who is that?
Is that Trump?
Who is the name bleeped out? Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
No, literally, so I could not believe that. And maybe it'll be on Watch What Happens Live this week, but I couldn't believe that last week the word of the night was not protect or protection. The amount of times it was said, but then it's again this week. Yep. So I haven't watched yet, but
yeah, it's
okay.
Wild.
Last one, most likely to leave and never come back.
To leave and never come back. I don't think anybody's leaving. Yeah. I really don't.
Good.
I see it. I thought maybe at first Nia, because she was going through it.
And I
was
like,
I don't know if she's going to be able to do this, but
yeah,
I think she's a little stronger now. Yeah. So I think she can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's leaving.
Good. All right. Well, let's just get into little more about the Kristen of it all, because at this point in the valley, Kristen is on the outs with pretty much everyone in the group. And one of the great things about reality TV is we get to see things from everyone's viewpoint. You know, that's the good and the bad thing. You get to see what your friends say, but then you also get more perspective. And I know for last season, for me, that helped me empathize with Katie more going through her divorce. Whereas in person, I was just like, F you, like, we don't whatever anymore. So, you know, for better or worse. But just watching it back and seeing and hearing all the different sides involved, has your perspective on the drama between Jesse and Michelle, Janet, Zach, et cetera, changed between Kristen and them?
Yeah, a little. It's like watching it, seeing, I think at the time, everyone's just, we're all so worked up and have so many emotions. We're just kind of like pissed off that she's doing this. But then watching back, I kind of feel like, damn, like, there's just so much going, like, I feel like we were kind of like ganging up on her in a way a little bit. And I'm like, okay, but I get why everybody's so upset. Like, you guys saw when Jack, they're all like, okay, we don't want to hang out with her anymore. Everyone's like, we're done with her. And me and Zach are just like, oh shit. Like, cause you know, we do still love Kristen. We know we need to hang out with her. We have to be around her. So I think that watching that back was really hard. Cause I was like, oh damn, I don't want it to look like we're all like, no more Kristen around forever. And it's you know, but I think just in that moment, we're all so heated. It's like,
yeah,
you're just lit.
And I felt like this was, I think Kristen discussed it on her podcast recently, but this may have been a weird little karmic way of how they treated me season one coming back to her. Because Jax, Kristen, Katie, Stassi, like, they all met up to try and ice me out of the show season one. Like, literally had a meeting. Yeah. Like, how can we just not have Sheena a part of the show, not involve her in anything, not invite her to anything.
Yeah.
And
I don't like that.
Kristen said it made me that many times more relevant. So lesson, you try to ice someone out.
Yeah.
Kristen's not going anywhere. That's why when that happened, like, you'll see the, you know, events and things. And I'm like, Kristen's not going anywhere. Like, we're going to her event. Like, everyone stop.
And
like,
she's not going anywhere. And on top of it, we're seeing what's playing out real time and basically what is coming to fruition. I mean, sort of. And so it's kind of like, she is going to have a redemption season.
Yeah. It's like, she started off hot and everything, but that's just Kristen. She dropped it hot. But she's going to bring it back, you know? Just
and that's what we miss about Kristen on TV. It's nice to have a little bit of crazy Kristen back.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
And she owns it.
Crazy. And she does own it.
What are your thoughts on Kristen and the group? Do you think the outrage is warranted or...
I get why they're upset, but I also don't. I mean, Kristen isn't lying. And that's the thing where it's just like,
how do we know that?
Well,
she just gets her information mixed up.
Exactly. And that's the problem. It's like, yeah, it wasn't Jesse trying to leave his wife. It was his wife trying to leave him.
Right.
So the truth is there. Yeah. We just need you to like take it down and like it can come out more naturally because, you know, how is Jax coming out like shining in this?
I was like, you're not letting me do the dirty work here, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, he literally said, you were supposed to go find what was in the text message.
Yeah, he's like, you're supposed to go find out what you're doing. And then I drop it. Boom, my hands are clean. I'm like, what? I see right through you, bro.
Yeah, I did laugh out loud at that, though.
They're so funny.
He had some good things he said this episode. And I was just like, God, I can't stand you.
Right?
But that was funny.
But it's funny.
It's just so good sometimes.
Which is why it's good that Luke jumped in, because I do think that him tempering her will allow her to like rein it in a bit and then kind of end the season in a good place.
Yeah.
I agree.
If someone were to say to you, you know, how did she say it? Like, I'm holding your secrets. Like, I'm protecting you. I would never. Would you take that as a threat?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what if, like, we all have secrets. I'm like, okay, we're going here. Like,
especially if you're my friend for like, I don't even know how long. Like, what? I would literally lose my shit.
Yeah.
I think I'm fighting too.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Or I'd be like, expose the secret. I don't have time for this.
Let's we're going to jail tonight.
Yeah. So when this fight was happening in the hallway at the Mondrian, you were still inside at the dinner. Were you able to see what was going on at all in the hallway? Did you know it got physical?
No. So we were sitting there still eating. And I was like, okay, I thought Kristen was leaving. So I was like, oh, she's leaving, whatever. But then I guess Jesse was out there and then they just had a little conversation and it started blowing up. And I'm like, what's going on? But me and Janet were just like trying to enjoy the food. It was so good. And I'm like, every time we have a dinner, we just can't get through the meal. Right. I'm like, this is BS. Like, we never had dessert, I swear, with this group. And then I just heard like pushing and shoving. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, do we go out there? Or do we stay here? I'm like, I'm staying right here. Because I don't know if somebody's going to hit somebody. And like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Pretty close.
Lawsuits or...
Yeah.
Is that why Janet asked like Jesse if he was okay? Because she didn't see what, because like he was the one like where he was getting tossed aside.
That's what I'm like, what? I didn't even know that was happening out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could not believe that.
Zach like flying back.
Oh my gosh.
Brittany. Oh my God.
So
yeah, it was bad.
Okay. We are going to take another quick little break and then get into some more of all of this. Hey, Shenanigans listeners, I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Gift Mode on Etsy. This legit takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. And it's really easy. You just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then you're going to answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for, what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. So if you have someone who is, you know, the 90s kid, if you have someone who's a dog lover, a golfer, the sushi lover, the Virgo, the pasta lover, I mean, the list goes on and on. You have that friend who's the comedian, the musician. There is something for everyone. I have specifically loved getting baby gifts on Etsy. They have so many cute personalized name puzzles, blankets, so many great things for baby showers, gender reveals. That has been my favorite. Summer has three puzzles that have her name on it. She has so many personalized things. The mobile that she used to have hanging over her crib was from Etsy. I absolutely love it. And now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all of the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. All right, for all of my parents out there, you've heard me talk about KiwiCo before, and I'm going to talk to you about it again because I'm so excited for Summer's new crate that she is getting any day now. So whether you're staying home or heading out on summer explorations and vacations, KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series. Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on projects and art project kits for over 6 weeks. They have enriching content, fun activities to accompany any project. And KiwiCo has something for everyone and offers different topics for each age. So whether your child wants to explore space or learn about dinosaurs, KiwiCo has something literally for babies all the way to teens. As someone who is not always the craftiest or just great at thinking of new ideas to do that are also educational for my kid, but creative, KiwiCo does it for me, and I absolutely love it. They have all of these awesome projects for the summer adventure series, like a bottle rocket kit where kids can build an actual bottle rocket. You can help turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun, and you'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling other projects together. You can either receive all of your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. We've chosen the weekly option, so she has a little something new coming in the mail every week, and it has been the best. So build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off your summer adventure series at kiwico.com/summerhoney. That's 20% off your summer adventure at kiwico.com/summerhoney. All right. So in this week's episode, Jesse relays that when he and Michelle were first dating, she would get on him for leaving his cell phone face down and suggesting that he was hiding something. But now he's been noticing Michelle leaving her phone face down, leading him to wonder, what is she hiding? He also noted about her social media ways changing, how she would always post like going out with the girls, and now she doesn't. He's like, well, are you really out with the girls? What are you really doing? Obviously, we know now that they have separated, which seemed like it would be the best thing for them. And also, you know, for Isabella, I feel like when you are married, you do have a child, you try everything you can to make it work. But from what I know, they had been trying for a long time to make it work, and it doesn't always work. Yeah. And they both seem happier now. But if this were your own relationship and you were noticing these things, do you think alarm bells would be ringing that something might be off?
Yeah, because Jesse basically said, he said, I used to do this with my phone. Why? What were you doing, Jesse?
Right. He's like, that was my question.
So he's like, I was doing that. So she must be doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So of course he's thinking that because he was probably being shady too. Mm-hmm. Putting his phone down. That's what I took.
No, I mean, I had PTSD the minute he said that. And like, I don't even feel sorry for Jesse most of these episodes. That was the one time I felt sorry for him because I was like, I get it, because I remember when my ex started doing that, and I was like, and he of course was cheating. And then even like I had a friend, like a close friend who started doing that around me. And because of my ex boyfriend, I was like, I felt like she was being shady.
Yeah.
And she turned out being to be a shady bitch.
Ooh.
So yeah, I don't like when people have their phones turn around me. I always am like, but now I do it mostly though, because I'm on social media so much, and I'm like, I don't want it to be a distraction. So now I feel bad because I'm like, I'm always turning my phone on. I'm like, I look like the shady one.
That's definitely a shady move to do.
Do you think, and you don't have to say on whose behalf, but do either of you think there was infidelity in Jesse and Michelle's relationship?
If it wasn't physical, it was emotional. I think there was absolutely emotional cheating happening with somebody.
I just started getting to know them before, you know, this year, so I can't really comment on all that. But just from what I'm seeing and how they are, definitely agree with possibility of emotional cheating, because if you're not, I mean, she's putting the phone down, like he said, he's doing the same thing. You're not getting it at home or something.
When he said, like, and I feel like this is bringing us closer together. Like, he thought they were in a Bonnie Clyde situation where everyone's trying to push us apart. We're gonna get it. She was like,
No. Something was going on, maybe. I don't know.
Even this episode, my name got brought up and was a part of it. And I wish I could have just been there to say what I had heard. But I know Janet relayed that she heard from me that Katie had seen some rumors, because we know Katie is on Reddit all of the time. Katie,
what is up
sees
with Reddit?
It all.
Everybody,
I don't know. She loves it. But Janet later questions if Jack's bringing up rumors about Michelle are a means to distract from his own stuff. Mm. So do you think Janet was onto something here?
I don't think you're saying like Jax. I don't think Jax cheated on Britney.
I don't either.
I don't think that, but it could be a distraction of something else. I don't know, like just to deflect off of him, but I don't think it has to do with cheating.
What I love about the editing of The Valley is like they or the camera people are really getting the glances. And so I'm always, because we know what's happening in real time, I'm always looking at people's faces. Because even when they all went over to Jackson Brittany's house, and then Janet was like, well, and Britney knows. And Britney was like, are you supposed to let people know that I know.
And he's like, oh, you're supposed to know. Thank you, husband. Like, damn. She's like, husband, can't
even
trust him.
So every time someone says something and they pan to someone else, I'm always curious about the look on their face. Because I will say there's times where Jax just looks like he's guilty. And
in that moment, he looks so guilty. Too. He's like, well, I didn't. Kristen told me, Brittany, and you know too. Brittany's like, oh my God, I'm supposed to take this to the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, this group.
But I gotta say, the show is so fucking good. I mean, Rihanna is watching it, okay?
I know.
You saw on the red carpet, she was like, when someone was like, I don't watch Bravo, and she's like, we'll start with Vanderpump.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, of course she's gonna be all, I mean,
I'm like, I might know who I am.
She's gonna start following. She's gonna, has she start following you yet?
No, not
she's
yet.
She's going to.
Maybe next season.
I just know it, yeah.
She saw my face, possibly. <It's> so cool. Like, just think I'm on her screen at home.
I know. I love it. I feel like, especially in my parent era, I feel like even if you're not, you know, there are so many relatable storylines people are going through. Just even Kristen sharing her fertility journey, you know, what we said earlier about Nia being open about her PPD. And I just feel like there are a lot of things that y'all's show is capturing in the first season that some people on our show have gone through, but the people working on our show never really thought it was important to show those storylines. So it's nice to see that mental health is being discussed more, that we're talking about postpartum, because the majority of our audience are women. The majority of our audience, a lot of them are parents now. They've grown with us, or they were already parents. And so,
or soon to be, and like
literally
what they're going to get into.
And that's what I loved too about the casting of y'all's show, was how they got couples, even though we didn't unfortunately get to see enough of Melissa this season. I'm hoping, you know, a season two and she'll be there. But you get to see so many different couples in so many different stages in their lives. And it's just like, there's something for everyone.
No, yeah. Like when they asked us, like when they approached us about it, I was like, I don't know how me and Melissa are going to fit in. Like, we don't have kids. Like, we're not even engaged yet. We're not married. Like, how does this work? And they're like, no, you know, it's everybody. There's something for everybody, you know, like there's people that are going to relate to you. So I didn't really see how it fit. And I'm like, okay, now I see it all makes sense. Cause this whole group is crazy. I don't have to have a kid to still make some good TV.
No, totally.
So,
did Melissa want to be in the first season?
Yes.
Okay.
She was under contract with another production company.
Okay.
Couldn't do it, you know, got legal it. Stuff. But
season two. Okay.
She's ready.
On that note, I do want to say, with the whole parenting storylines of it all, I've seen now several scenes of Jax judging Britney's parenting, and it's really pissed me off. And specifically in this episode, when Cruz is doing his speech therapy, and Jax is like, shh, you're being too loud. And then Jax is loud, like, after that, and just the way he talks about her drinking, but we can never talk about
ridiculous
what Jax
just
does.
Wait, keep watching.
You know, it's really pissed me off, because Britney is an incredible mother. And
I know
that it's been very challenging with Cruz, and with, you know, having to do the speech therapy and all of the different classes that they have him in. But it's like, she is doing the most, and she is doing everything she can. And she is just such an incredible human. But when you have a kid who has speech delays and whatnot, it is so hard on the parents as well, you know? So it's like, it's got to be frustrating for the kid when they're trying to communicate with you, but even more so when the kid doesn't know any better, for the parent trying to learn and know what my kid needs, what my kid wants. And so for Jax to slightly recognize that by saying, let's not have another kid just yet and let's focus on Cruz, I appreciated that. But everything else, I'm just like, you know what? Shame on you.
Yeah.
Because she is doing everything she can to give this kid the best life.
And try to make the relationship work at the same time. I'm like, bro, give her a break
sometimes.
That's
all she wanted.
Y'all just wait. The next couple episodes, like we go on our trip, I'm just like blown away because I'm like, you're not the guy I thought you were right now. Like, that's how my mind changed. I'm like, what's going on here? Because Brittany is the best mom. She is doing everything she can, trying to open this bar, deal with, and it's like, don't talk to her like that.
Yeah, no, it's super triggering of like an old relationship I had. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and I don't, you know, I don't have kids, but I have people, all my friends have kids. And I know that, you know, when you're struggling with your kids, you take a lot of that, you blame yourself. And so it's like, you already have that guilt. And then now you have your partner making you feel more guilty, trying to make you feel like you're not good enough for all these reasons. And now they're not sleeping with you. So now you feel, you internalize that. Like, is it my body? Because she's even saying like, is it my body has changed? And it's just like, no, it's not you. It's literally him.
Yeah.
But you can't see past that when you're in it. And that's why, like, I'm glad she has a group of good girlfriends who are like, no, it's him. It's him. Yeah. Because it's so frustrating to watch. I mean, even the way he talks about, like, you wouldn't have this house. She's like, I paid for half of it.
Literally. Thank God she said that. Literally. And in the pandemic and up until the valley, she was the breadwinner. She was taking care of everything. Okay.
Ooh. And now we said it.
Oh, boy. It's just like, you know what? Like, he needs to watch his fucking mouth. Yeah. Because it really... it's pissing me off. And it's like she gets emotional. He blames it on her drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's got to stop. I'm like, Brittany doesn't have a drinking problem, y'all. Like,
what should we blame
here?
Your aggression on, Jax?
Right.
Oh.
Bring me on season two. No, literally, Brock
she
is
came
about
to our like, show. Oh, God. I said it this week. I was like, you ready to come to our show, girl?
But I mean, like, me and Brock, because Brock is one person who absolutely could put Jax in his place.
Oh, I'm scared.
And
I'm scared already just the thought of it.
I know.
I'll just be sitting there like... the middle guys, let's all be friends. And I'm done doing that.
Okay. Oh, from the valley to VPR. Did y'all see this week's episode yet?
Yes.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of the season. It's the season finale next week on my birthday.
Oh wow.
Which is nuts. I'm like, but oh, I know how it ends. And I'm like, there will be good moments to watch with people, but
And on the blogs. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't even know if you see that in the episode.
Oh,
because when we get them to prepare for the reunion, it's a rough cut. So I have not seen the final.
Got it.
Finale. Got it. I know what I saw prepping for the reunion and whatnot, but it's a really good finale. Mm. It's very emotional. But I will say, and I'm excited that the audience finally gets to meet Dan, but yes, I will say one of my favorite moments from this week's episode was seeing the Schwartz and Katie convo at the Roaring Twenties about the one night stand. They've had so many cute moments as friends this season when they're talking about the max of it all and whatnot. And that's just been a really funny thing to say when he's like, no, can we just like order food and lay in bed and scroll and be on TikTok? And she's like, I remember her saying to me, like, it would have been less intimate if they just literally had a one night stand and had sex.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, to get in bed and scroll and do that, like, that's more emotional and intimate than just like, oh, we were drunk and I fucked my ex. Whoops.
I like them together, though.
I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing.
And I was like, oh, I hope this happens.
Yeah. I mean,
they have sexual chemistry outside, better outside of their marriage. And like, maybe we explore that.
Yeah.
Maybe you just date again.
Yeah.
They were together for so long. Maybe down the line and maybe without a show involved.
Okay.
I could maybe see a reconciliation down the line, but... you know, Schwartz is in his TikTok dating a 23-year-old era. So he needs to get that out of his system before he can come back to
he'll bring it back.
That.
Yeah.
But are either of you surprised by seeing this like healthy dynamic between them?
Surprised?
Yeah.
Yes and no, but I feel like they've always had a good friendship.
Yeah.
You know, I feel they've always had like this connection.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised to see that. Just a little surprised that he said that. Like, he didn't get it in. I think that's funny, but I think there's still something there a little bit.
Yeah, I always felt like they would always be friends. Like, they would go through their rough patches and like all of that. But I definitely think I thought I always saw them sort of connected.
Yeah. Obviously, completely different with how the relationship ended and everything. But do you think, show, no show, either way, that there would ever be a moment where Tom and Ariana could have a conversation like Katie and Schwartz have had?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Don't see that. Hell no. She can't even be in the same room with them.
No.
Yeah. No,
and
I know.
It's been what, 2 years or three? It's like, no. 2 years?
Since it happened a little over a year.
Yeah, so I don't see that happening.
Yeah. I feel like, too, with that relationship, it was like Tom always wants to be at the center of attention and the star, but Ariana, too, is a star. So it's like when Ariana wanted to write the cocktail book, then Tom wanted to hop on the cocktail book, and he could never just like fully let her shine. So it needed that relationship to end in order for her to just like soar, you know?
Well, that was what was so great about watching her and Dan. Cause like, again, like this is the first time we're seeing
love about
their
him.
Dynamic. Yeah. First of all, I didn't know his hair was that long.
Yes,
I was like,
either.
Oh my God.
The first time I was like, and he took it down. We were like, oh my God.
I want you to just wear that down all the time.
Right?
That is sexy. And just seeing how he's just like, you know, I'm going to go to dinner. You do your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to show up like when I need to be there, when I want to be on my woman's arm. And like, you know, but other than that, like you do your thing. And like, I just, yeah, I liked that.
She needs somebody who's going to kind of like take a little backseat a little bit. Because Tom was very like, here, I'm going to jump in, like you said.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's nice to see Dan just be the, I'm going to be there to support you. I got you, babe.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
No, that was one of the things I loved about him from the second I met him was just like, I'm just here to support you. You do you. And I'm like, wow, she's never had that before.
Yeah.
So I love to see that. He's great. And I know everyone has their opinions, but I'm like, I'm a Dan stan personally. So anyway, one more quick little break and we'll be right back. Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Made in Form, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest bras you've ever seen. If you've seen me prancing around my new home, I am usually wearing my Made in Form bodysuits. I posted it on Instagram. If you missed that post, go give it a like and check it out, because this is something that everyone needs to have on their body. When I tell you, you have to feel it to believe it, I mean that. It is yummy. It's buttery. It's these soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they actually are. And it's great style that won't break the bank. So if you just, you know, bought a new home or a new car and you don't want to spend a lot of money putting something on your body, then Made in Form is for you. The best part is M can be worn as inner or outerwear. So you can style it to your taste, create looks that serve for all or none to see. I like it that I can throw on a sweatsuit, have my wireless crop bra slash crop top on under it, and if I get hot, I take off the hoodie and boom, I have a crop top. M has on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in so many incredible colors as well. Visit Made in Form and use code Sheena20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's MAIDENFORM.com and use code Sheena20 for 20% off your first order. So there was something I learned from this week's episode that was new for me, and that was the term gray rocking. Have either of you heard this before?
I'm not in therapy, so I'm like, I don't know these things. I probably should be.
I am, but apparently I'm in the more old school form of therapy mixed with EMDR, because I do always try to work towards letting the anger and aggression go. But for those of you who don't know, gray rocking is a short-term strategy for dealing with toxic, emotionally abusive, or narcissistic people. So the goal is to make interactions as uninteresting or unrewarding as possible, with the idea that if the other person doesn't get the response they want, they may then stop the abusive behavior. And Ariana had relayed that this was her strategy in navigating her dealings with Tom, which I'm sure was also very challenging, living under the same roof and having to work with him while trying to, you know, put this into full effect. And I feel like even though that's, you know, what she needed to do in that moment, it was like she was still just in survival mode. That was a very traumatic thing that she went through, that the more that I do watch it back, I'm just like, shut up. But also I'm just doing what I had to do and having the conversations I had to have. So people who don't understand that.
I don't get that. I'm like, I know. We have to talk about this.
I'm like,
I had to tell Melissa that once. We really have, there was like a fight finale. Something was going on. And I'm like, she's like, why do you have to? I'm like, I have to do this right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Normal, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like,
the one thing too about watching the show back, and specifically in these moments that I've had with Ariana, is when Lala asked me the question, I'm directing that to Lala. If Kiki right here and I'm talking to you is making a face, I don't see the face she's making because I'm talking to you and I'm looking into your eyes.
Yeah.
So now where it's like sometimes you look down at your phone or the dog is sitting right there. And so when I'm watching it back and I'm seeing all of her faces towards me, I'm like, ouch.
You're like,
damn.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but that's the great and bad things about reality TV. It's like you get to see everything else. When I was just having a conversation with Lala and I wasn't even thinking about anyone else who was there. It was just like, this question is asked. I'm going to answer it. But
it's also just so much easier, obviously, as a viewer to act holier than thou, right?
Yeah. Like,
sure. I would have never done that. Like, I know I'm like, Lala is getting shit for saying, you know, like, Dan, why would you want to get in a relationship with somebody who like just came out of a traumatic relationship? But here's the thing. We were all thinking that when Dan first came into the scene.
Yeah.
Like, we all thought it. We weren't able to say it out loud because we're not on a show with her.
Right.
So she's not wrong for thinking that. And then now we've got to meet him and we see the real side of him. We're like, okay, we get it. We get why you were attracted to it. But it's hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Viewers think they're better sometimes.
Yeah, true. They don't see like what's really going on.
No, totally. And I mean, although Ariana and Dan, okay, yeah, they weren't official 10 days later. She did meet him so shortly after. And so many of her friends were thinking that as well. So it wasn't just Lala. Lala was just the one to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, by Coachella, they were posting together. And so we're like, okay, I mean, it's been 6 weeks. You know, James and Ali, it was like 5 weeks. And I'm like, I'm not one to judge because Rob and I, it was like, I don't even know if the ink was dry on the divorce papers. Okay. It was like, I made the decision. This is done. We're signing divorce papers this day. And I was already like moved on in my head. So I'm like, I can't say shit about it because I did the same thing.
Yeah.
So who cares if it was 10 days or 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Whatever. The girl's happy. Let her live her life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was curious if you had ever heard the term gray rocking.
I feel like I have, maybe. I don't know. But when you gave that definition, no.
And I'm like watching. Poor like Brock was just like, I can't speak on that because women, I'm going to go.
Right?
Like, I was like, oh yeah, Brock, just leave because this is.
Walk out now.
Smart man. Yeah. You know, just let her say her piece. Yep. And he's like, never mind. Yep. Valid.
He's like, you got this. Hey, okay, I got it.
Yeah. Watching the conversations back that I had with Tom too, I want to say I was not trying to have any sort of like reconciliation or forgiveness between him and Ariana. I was hoping to just maybe have a little bit of peace come to her because there were so many times where I think they even flashed back to it where she's like, well, he hasn't even apologized for this. He hasn't done this. Mm-hmm. So in that moment when I'm sitting there having the roaring 20s like conversation with him, I was like, but have you ever thought about how you weaponizing her mental health has also affected her? You didn't just fuck her friend. You then did this, this, and that to her. And those may have even hurt more.
Yeah.
So can you understand that? And is that something you can apologize for? Like, I honestly thought I was doing what she wanted. And it just, I felt like this whole season, nothing I did was good enough or the right thing. And like, I just can't win.
Yeah.
But watching it back, I'm like, That's all I was trying to do was just what I thought she wanted. And
I think that she got to a point, though, where she realized that she was never going to get that from him. Yeah. Like maybe she would have wanted that in the beginning, but then she realized as a person, he cannot give that to me. And so to continually have people asking for it is actually annoying me because I just now need to like cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wish he could have from the beginning showed genuine remorse and not double down the way he did because he made things so much worse. Like maybe as terrible as having an affair is, if that was the only thing he did and he was so apologetic and so remorseful and just begged for forgiveness and kept his mouth shut and didn't go and sing stupid songs on stage, maybe there would have been like one step forward in, you know, just with still being in this group. But it's just like,
He gave no fucks.
Some of these men just can't help themselves.
And he doesn't know how to not blame people. Yes. I mean, he did it to her. He does it to you. It's really frustrating because you're like, just stop blaming everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, sit in
it. No, totally. And I feel like the healing process could have started so much sooner had that been the approach.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are a year and
Yeah, he's never going to change.
Anyway.
It's not happening.
Okay. To close out, I saw this story online. I wanted to get your opinions on it. Where a girl is relaying that her friend is upset with her for choosing to go to the Taylor Swift concert instead of her friend's wedding. So I'm going to read through the story, and I just want to get your feedback on who you think is right and who you think is wrong. The issue is that on July 13th, my fiance and I booked tickets for the Eras tour in Milan almost 1 year in advance, or else they'd sell out. We also had to book hotels, flights, etc., because we're staying there for 4 days. My best friend knew that I'd booked tickets on that date. She hadn't booked her wedding yet. She got engaged in November and booked her wedding date last month. She then told everyone she'd get married during the summer, but she never said the exact date until now, after many people kept asking her so they could know their plans. I booked tickets this past summer when the tour dates were announced. When she told me the date, I told her she can't be serious. She was like, why? I reminded her I had the concert and the trip on those dates, and she told me, okay, then cancel it, obviously. And I told her, sorry, I can't. I can't cancel the hotel, plane, concert tickets. I'll have to pay a high fee to do so, and I don't even think I can cancel the concert tickets. I reminded her that it was something I'd planned a year in advance, and she knew this. She straight up told me that, yes, she knew, but she didn't care because as a friend, she'd expect me to do the right thing and drop everything for her wedding. I told her I'm not canceling my plans for something you knew about a year ago that in advance I would do. She accused me of basically putting a trip and a concert over her wedding and won't speak to me now unless I send her proof I'm canceling everything to attend her wedding.
Oh, my God. When you started that story, I thought for sure the Taylor Swift girl was going to be in the wrong. Yeah. But yeah. No.
Right?
The wedding the friend wedding is friend. Completely
100%.
Horrible.
Right?
Yeah. So rude. Yeah. And like, how can you say you're not going to talk to her ever again now? Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
I saw this and I'm like, it made me laugh a little bit because I, too, went to the Eras concert.
You missed
over
the wedding.
A wedding.
Oh, what, really?
It was a friend of Brock's.
Okay.
And let me tell you, 2 months after the wedding, they were divorced.
Same.
They also got married at Hummingbird Nest Ranch, which is where I had my first wedding.
Ooh,
I wasn't really trying to go back to a wedding there with a relationship that when we got married the year prior, they weren't together. Then they were back together. Then they're getting married. Now they're already divorced. So
exactly.
I'm thankful I chose Taylor Swift over the wedding.
Because marriage lengths are questionable, but right? Memories are forever. Yeah.
Especially if you know that couple, they already are kind of shifty in their relationship.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm not going to your wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see Taylor Swift because that's not even going to last.
In Milan, like what a dream trip.
Insane.
For a Swiftie.
And if she was going to have to be in the wedding because this is her best friend, she'd be a bridezilla. So it's best that you just end that friendship.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, that is the definition
crazy.
Of a bridezilla.
That's so rude.
No. You're going to cancel this or we're not friends. It's like, all right, then I guess we weren't really friends to begin with.
Exactly. Or like, when do these invitations go out, too? Like, I'm so confused. Like, get with it.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you both for getting into some post-Stagecoach and post-weekend shenanigans with me.
So fun.
Always a pleasure having you here. New episodes of The Valley airing after Vanderpump Rules every Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Comment below. Let me know. I'm thinking I still want to do like a Valley Girls episode. So if I were to do one with like two or three of the girls, who would you think would be the best match? And then everyone who's watching, comment below and tell me who you want to see together get into some shenanigans.
I would say, I like everybody.
I know.
But honestly,
everyone's not friends.
I know, but it'd be so
cool. I
got to
have Kristen on solo.
But it'd be so good to have Kristen or and Jane and Michelle all in the same room. I think that would be so lit.
I would be taking Andy Cohen's job.
Exactly. But definitely Janet, Brittany. I think we got to get all the girls together.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll do it.
I need all of them to look back because it's fun. We're all cool.
Yeah. But we'll see. All right. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Bye. Sheena Shea.
Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
'Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.